Millions of children in the U.S. take psychiatric drugs for problems such as depression or hyperactivity, and a growing number are getting prescriptions for less common problems like social phobia and obsessive-compulsive disorder. One study found that the number of children on psychiatric drugs has tripled since the 1980s. Yet the doctors prescribing these new drugs often have very little scientific information about whether the products are safe or effective for children. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
New psychiatric drugs are usually tested on thousands of adults before they're approved by the Food and Drug Administration. But doctors often prescribe these same drugs to children without knowing how well they work. Dr. John March of Duke University finds that disturbing.
We're conducting a gigantic experiment with the lives of America's kids by using all these meds and even, in some ways, more frighteningly, combinations of meds.
March says drug companies often don't test their products on kids until long after the drugs have reached the market.
The drugs are typically used for 10 years in kids before they're ever studied, and they're only studied once or twice because the drug is about to go off patent and then there's no interest in studying anymore.
The antidepressant Prozac has been on the market since the 1980s, but it was only last year that it got FDA approval for use in children. Before then, doctors were able to prescribe Prozac to their young patients, but they did so without FDA guidance on how much to give, how well it worked, or whether it was safe. Dr. Jeffrey Blummer of Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland says the problem is that drugs don't necessarily act the same way in children as they do in older people.
Children are not little adults. They do handle drugs differently. They respond to drugs differently. In many cases, drugs have much better safety profiles in children than they do in adults. And so we run a risk by not studying these drugs in children of depriving them of effective therapy.
Since 1997, drug companies have been able to gain extra patent life for their products by studying them in children. That's led to a lot more drug studies involving kids. But pediatric drug studies continue to lag well behind research on adults. One reason is that many people don't like the idea of experimenting on children. Blummer says that's understandable, but not realistic.
I wish there was a way that we could get this information without exposing children to the drugs, but in fact, there just isn't.
Federal rules set tough standards for drug studies that involve children. Dr. Judith Rapoport, a researcher at the National Institute of Mental Health, is having a close encounter with those standards. She wants to know how the stimulants used for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder affect children. In particular, she wants to know whether the brains of children who have the disorder react the same way as the brains of other children. Rapoport got approval to do a similar but less sophisticated study 20 years ago. But this time, the NIH committee reviewing her proposal was deadlocked.
There was a split. They all agreed that they thought this was a very important study and that it should be done. Where they disagreed was one half was willing to say this was minimal risk. The other half said no, they would have to consider this slightly more than minimal risk.
And federal rules say studies of children cannot involve more than minimal risk. The kids would get no more stimulant than they would from drinking a lot of soda containing caffeine. Even so, the proposal eventually got referred to a special FDA advisory committee. Rapoport says that's because the study involves giving a drug to healthy children.
The restrictions on what healthy children can do is, of course, very different from the adults. That's why the single dose of amphetamine went to this whole other committee. We would have had no trouble at all if all our subjects were over 18.
The FDA committee has backed the study, but Rapoport must have all the children and their parents sign highly detailed consent forms. John March, the researcher from Duke University, says the paperwork involved in doing studies on kids has become formidable.
I've gone in the 15 years I've been doing this kind of business from four-page consent forms to, I have a study now that has a 27-page consent form. It takes almost 2 hours to do the consent form. To me, that's cruel and unusual punishment, to make a 12-year-old kid sit through a 27-page consent form.
March says his own experience suggests that even young children can understand what it means to take part in a drug study.
Kids will often participate in them because they want to transform their own suffering into direct benefit for themselves. They want to get better, but they also understand that by participating in research, they're going to help kids that they never met.
March says doctors would be able to prescribe drugs more effectively if more children got that opportunity. John Hamilton, NPR News.